opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We'd like to thank our sponsors, all you people out there that want the real news, the news that's the real news and the facts, and not getting the facts right is kind of appropriate.
This isn't the Pinocchio news.
Yeah, the Geppetto Daily. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody out there who keeps us on the air. Today is what, November 9th, 2013, and we are streaming worldwide. This is KCNR1460.com. You can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me at Mark E. Kent. Couldn't remember my name. First quote.
Not enough coffee, I guess, this morning.
Need more. Got it pretty early. First quote. The true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his deception, the one who lies with sincerity. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our all-around great gal and soundboard operator and producer.
Good morning.
Good morning. My second quote is, I hope I shall possess firmness and virtue enough to maintain what I consider the most enviable of all titles, the character of an honest man. That's George Washington.
Wow.
Interesting. Let's see. We've got all kinds of headlines here, but first, veterans events.
Yeah. Of course, today is the Veterans Parade out at Shasta Lake. That starts at 10 a.m. Also out there from 6 to 10 this morning, they're having a pancake breakfast. And then, of course, Veterans Day is coming on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Veterans Day observance out at the Igo Cemetery.
All right.
That starts at 10:55 a.m. And it's a beautiful ceremony that they put on out there. Also, we have a new monument out at the cemetery. The submariners have a monument.
Oh, wow.
And, it's really cool.
All right. Did they just recently dedicate that?
Yeah, they did. They just got it in out there. And
nice.
So we'll be talking about that in the future, what all's going on out there. Also, on Veterans Day, we have a golf tournament at Allen's Golf Course at 9:30 as sign-up. It's a $15 donation, and then your green fees, and they're serving lunch. And then, of course, on Monday at 5 p.m., we have the rally at the Reading Tea Party.
Right.
At Destiny Fellowship. The rally is at 5.
Bring your flags and a dish, because they're having a potluck, too.
Yep. We'll have potluck after that, and we'll be speaking with some veterans. So
very
come
good.
On out and join us.
Maybe during the program we could find out what's on We the People tomorrow morning at 8 to 10. And we have Shannon Grove on today, so we better get to our headlines here so we can get to her. Here's one thing from, excuse me, still kind of got a little bit of leftover from the cold. Congressional Research Service, okay, the individual mandate and related requirements under the ACA, which is Obamacare, just in case somebody didn't know that. And I was kind of going through this, and the individual mandate has some exemptions. You know, if you are poor, number one, on you're not subject to the penalty. If you're illegal, you're not subject to the penalty. And so, an Indian tribe member is not subject to the penalty. So maybe we should all start our own tribe.
Well, let's see. We're poor. We're getting poor.
So, yeah, pretty soon it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought this up is taxpayers who are required to pay the penalty but fail to do so will receive a notice from the Internal Revenue Service stating that they owe the penalty. If they do not pay the penalty, the IRS can attempt to collect the funds by reducing the amount of their income tax or their tax refund in the future. However, if individuals fail to pay the penalty, they will not be subject to any criminal prosecutions or penalty for such failure. The Secretary of Treasury cannot file a lien or file a levy on any property for a taxpayer who does not pay the penalty.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Does that give you any ideas? I don't know. Just talking and just saying. Okay, our next item here is French riot. Police use tear gas on anti-tax protesters. Yeah, it's not going that well in Europe. You know, remember Europe kind of went off the air, radar there.
They've been pretty quiet in the mainstream media.
In the mainstream media, but it's not going so well over there. We're headed back in. You know, we got the unemployment rate going up here now, the official unemployment rate, the economy's not getting any better. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Okay, with that, moving on, I want to hit these things really quick. Obama's climate force is a treaty trap. This is Obama's new executive order that was created, that created Global Warming Task Force, the Council on Climate Preparedness and Resilience. Now, so they claimed they got a new task force. Another task force. Another government is a tool to implement Agenda 21, which is a blueprint for totalitarian control through the UN. The new task force utilizes corrupt science that comes directly from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the IPCC. That is a source of countless scandals. Obama's strategy is designed to bypass Congress in order to lock down land use and control water resources. And there are hidden UN and World Trade Organization treaties lurking in the background. Imagine all that.
Yeah,
so it's just an excuse, bypass Congress. This comes from Morphicity. .com. So you can, type in Obama's climate task force as a treaty trap, and I'm sure that it will come up and you will be able to read the full article. Another thing here. Top generals reveal Obama's secret high-level military purge. In Obama's America, the military must forsake their constitutional oath in favor of blind allegiance to their new commander. And whether it's top new commanders being removed for failing to play ball with the global elite or just silencing potential whistleblowers, top military generals are now speaking out about the mass purge within the United States military. One such general, a recipient of the Medal of Honor, has now gone on record in speaking with news organizations WND about the mass culling of high-level military officers on behalf of the Obama administration. Retired Army Major General Patrick Brady says that the attack on high-level military personnel is so great that it has now obliterated the morale of troops at large, but is more importantly centered on terminating any high-level individual who will not go along with the plan. Now,
what has there been? I believe there's around six of them.
There's quite a bit more than that. We're getting up to around 200 last count. From the day one. And I just want to know, what's the plan? Okay, anybody who doesn't go along the plan, well, what is the plan? I thought the plan was protecting America, protecting the people, protecting our individual rights, and evidently that's not the plan because protecting our constitutional rights is not as important as making sure that we're following Obama. We're the commander in chief. So that's another story that I wanted to touch on. Common Core, and then we'll go to Shannon Grove on our break here. Common Core, and you can go to the Fox News Common Core lessons blasted for sneaking politics into elementary classrooms. Evidently, in one of their progressive nouns, English. You have to copy sentences. The job of the president is not easy. Then you copy it and you put it in the right order, I guess. A president's job is not easy. The people of a nation does not always agree. The nation's people do not always agree. The choices of the president affect everyone. The president's choices affect everyone. And then here are the kickers. He makes sure the laws of the country are fair. He makes sure the country's law are fair. Excuse me. The commands of the government officials must be obeyed by all. The government official commands must be obeyed by all? The wants of an individual are less important than the well-being of the nation. An individual's wants are less important than the nation's well-being. That sounds an awful lot like a little Marxism,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, the government officials are always right. You obey them no matter what. And the collective is more important than the individual right.
Right.
Really? Okay. With that, I think we'll go to a break.
Yes, we are. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Well, I told my wife we had to get control of the finances in our household. We had to sit down and make a budget we could live by. I said, we'll list our incomes and all our bills, so get the bills, honey, if you will. And she got them and stacked them on a table 3 pounds high. Now I work 2 jobs, and the wife cleans homes, and her daughter babysits, and the son mows lawns, but that budget wouldn't balance no matter how we tried. So I said, let's do what the government does. It works for them, it might work for us. So I forgot my ethics and morals and swallowed my pride. We took out every credit card we could get and loaded them up with the maximum debt and borrowed from friends and family and even took out loans overseas. I borrowed at work, had credit at the store till folks just wouldn't give us credit anymore. And I said, honey, the next step is clear to me. Now we got money. We'll buy my money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we live in the Obama budget plan.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Bless you, America. There's a job to be done.
This 2-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Jessie Olson. She's a former Veterans Service Officer from Butte County. We'll talk about the process veterans go through to file with the VA for benefits, the delays and denials that often follow, and what Jessie has experienced over the years helping these vets. Veterans are invited to share their stories with us as well on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cashless. Well, unemployment's rising. It's ticked up once again. It stands at 9.8% and soon it will be 10. And we're in Obama's prison. We're underneath his curse. And he ain't doing nothing but making things far worse. Jobs are disappearing. Obama, he don't mind. He'd rather ruin health care and leave us in a bind. Yes, we're in Obama's prison, where socialism rules. And the government is run by a bunch of liberal fools.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny. That's not fair. I, Barack Obama, understand the problems with our economy.
Yeah, you should. You're responsible for most of them.
Johnny, I don't know what you're talking about. My policies, like cap and trade, will get American industry moving.
Yeah, to other countries.
What about my stimulus bill?
Hey, Barack, stimulate this. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, never trust a Marxist. Now we've elected one, and I knew we had it coming. I know we can't be free. When the Democrats are wrecking our economy.
Couldn't really resist that one. Just poking a little fun. I'm sure I'm probably going to be considered some kind of racist now.
Oh, well, I think that was taken care of a long time ago with us.
Yeah, you know, I got big shoulders. I don't really care.
Yep.
So anyway, I think we have our guest, Shannon Grove, on the line with us. She is a California legislature woman.
Assemblywoman.
There you go.
Yep. Out of the 34th district.
Out of the 34th district. She's been on our program before, and we really liked what she had to say, so we're glad to have her back. Are you there, Shannon?
I am. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Well, we're hanging in there.
Good. I love the intro song. That was a pretty good song. That was pretty good. That was almost like the George Strait song that Carrie Underwood and...
Yeah, the first one was Ray Stevens, and then this other one. I'm not sure who the artist was, but, the Johnny Cash on Folsom, I guess that's Folsom Prison Blues parody or whatever, but, it was pretty funny.
I posted that one on my Facebook, and I'm like, this is too funny. That was
yeah, it's kind of funny, and at the same time you go, ooh, it was pretty close to reality, a little too close. So what's new up in the legislature, Shannon? How's things going on up there? What should we tackle first?
Well, I tell you what, we are actually on break until January 6th, so the citizens of California are somewhat safe until January 6th, when we go back into session. There have been, Jerry Brown has signed gun legislation, and there have been challenges in the courts. Like, there was a Fresno court that said we did not have to have ID to purchase ammunition, and it is not yet determined whether Kamala Harris, our attorney general, will file an appeal to that ruling. But that was a victory for gun rights advocates, which is really good. And I hope that Tim Knight from Colorado, who ran the Colorado recall, is in California, and he's ramping up steam to do two recalls of two legislators. They haven't identified which two yet, but they're doing an analysis.
Good.
And they're hoping they can do what they did in Colorado right here in California. And, Colorado has a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature as well, so it's not that far off. And I think people are tired of their rights being abused every day.
I think there's a lot of parallels between us and Colorado and a lot of different things, the makeup of the state as far as who's in power, the liberals and the governor and so forth. And then you got the outlying urban states that are feeling like they're not getting represented. Then thus they've already decided that, I hate the word secession because I don't think that's true, but to withdraw from the state as well.
So. Withdraw. I think if the conservative rural counties withdrew, all the way down the state, all the way down, not across divided, but vertically withdrew. Mm-hmm. You would have a pretty neat state, I think. I think you have, if my county, Kern County, we produce 70% of the oil. We have the Naval Air Warfare Center. We got Edwards Air Force Base. So we'd have our own military power within our state.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a problem at all. They keep talking about how the money, how are we going to pay for all this? Well, we're paying for it now. We're kind of on the bad end of paying for it. They keep soaking us workers out here, so we can send it down south to the people who don't want to work.
Yeah, we'd keep paying for it now, and it would be less expensive to operate a state that the rural counties would operate. And, when you take Kern County into effect, we could charge them to cross our borders. When you think about it, we control I-5, 99, and 58 that goes to the the east.
We could set up a roadblock like they did on the Klamath River back in the day on the state of Jefferson. Listen, I was reading your statement that was released here on 10/11 about the governor signing the firearms legislation, and it says the majority party is releasing dangerous criminals back onto our streets because of the budget irresponsibility and overspending, and then they make it even more difficult for law-abiding families to defend themselves and their families. The never-ending attack on the Second Amendment should not be taken lightly. Legislatures in Colorado have learned hard lessons when they went too far in restricting the rights of citizens. So that's what you're speaking of, basically, is that we need to go after the legislatures here and do some recalls.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Tim Knight was, it's an interesting story. Tim Knight's not a political operative. Him and a guy named Victor were answering an ad to buy a snow blowing machine, and they were so upset about their Second Amendment rights being violated. You know, they're standing there looking at this machine, and they're like, let's do something about it. And they did. After hours, you know, one's a plumber and one's a small business owner. So after hours and on the weekends, they walked street after street after street after street and gathered signatures to recall legislators. So they're just average, everyday people, just like the ones listening to your radio show. So when you take that and somebody gets tired of what's going on, average, everyday citizens can do a lot. And so that's what I was talking about, the recall. Tim Knight is in California. He is working on a plan for two legislators to send a message. And, you know, when you talk about the governor signing AB 109, we call them 109ers, you got all these prisoners coming out of prison. You know, you got all these prisoners being released back into our communities, and then they want to take our weapons. I don't care if you're a 100-pound woman, a Glock 27, 40-caliber hollow-point bullet puts you on even ground with any criminal.
Yeah, that's why it's the great equalizer, the peacemaker. Do you know how to get a hold of Tim Knight by any chance?
I do, and actually, because I'm on my cell phone, I'm on my cell phone talking to you. When we get ready to go on break, I will look at my contacts, and I'll get you his number so you can contact him and have him on your show.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Individual.
That would
be a great individual.
Good, very good. Because we need to start moving on this stuff. You know, we keep hearing from the other side there. I don't believe in the right left paradigm. I believe that it's us against them, kind of, as opposed to right against left. They like to keep us fighting amongst ourselves, and that's why people need to get engaged across the board. But the thing is that they, you know, we've been hearing, oh, Obamacare is the law. Get over it. Well, wait a minute. The Second Amendment's the law. Get over it.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a one-way street.
Yeah, and the Second Amendment guaranteed us rights. Get over it. That we're endowed by our Creator. Get over it. You know, and when you look at Obamacare, I've just got notices, and my office phone is ringing off the hook because not over 900,000, and now it's expected to go up to 1.8 million people, are going to lose their health care in California alone.
Yep.
And I you know, I had a gentleman come in to me. Now you got to picture this. He's like a World War II guy, so he's kind of aged, and he's coming in, and he walks into the office, and he says, you know, I got insurance cancellation because my policy doesn't meet the requirements. He goes, I don't need nor do I want maternity care. And I mean, what do? You look at him and you go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, but he doesn't, and he's like, it's just not right that they're making me do that because, you know, as you can see, you know, just bless his heart.
Yeah, you know, I've got to say, I'm of the opinion at this point, I'm just not going to sign up, period. I mean, you know, in a free society and, you know, take this.
I don't think you can sign up. The website's down.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't anyway, because you know something, I've had enough. I'm drawing a line in the sand. You're not going to force me to buy health insurance no matter what. And that's kind of when I was reading these exemptions from the healthcare law. This is right off the Congressional Research website, Congressional Research Service. And, you know, there's really the worst thing that they can do at this point is to not pay you your tax refund back. And I'm saying, hey, I that's fine. Keep my tax refund, or I'm going to be so poor here pretty soon that I'm not going to be able to qualify for the penalty in the way things are going anyway. So I just think at some point people have to make a stand, and civil disobedience is state nullification across the board, if you ask me.
You know, I tend to agree with you. I want to tell you that, you know, what I've learned in the legislature is that they've incorporated NATO. So NATO law supersedes federal law, which supersedes state law, which supersedes local law. It's kind of how it's just a general breakdown. But you know what? Rights supersede any law. And I think it's time for American citizens to put a flag in the ground and say enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough.
I'm not going to
put a flag in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, that was what Madison said. Was he said the check and balance was not the government. It was not necessary. It was the people. And the people at some point when the government was getting out of control had to stand up and say enough is enough. That was the nullification process that he talked about.
Exactly. And that's why our Constitution, when it was set up, But I have a great fear. I truly believe, and I've read it several times, our Constitution was set up for a moral and religious people. And if we turn from morality and religion, our Constitution doesn't work, because our Constitution respects the rights of individuals as citizens. And if you have a government like totalitarian or socialist government that comes in and removes those rights, it's not set up to sustain that.
That's part of what they're doing. Is I think that this is right out of Machiavelli, where they said the first thing you got to do is debase the country's morality if you want to take it over, because then that you need to have this much more enforcement. You need to crack down on the people because they are immoral. And you're right. I think we got to get back to that.
Yeah. And with that, unfortunately, we have to go to a break, Shannon. So we will pick that up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Your wait is over. Real Deals on Home Decor is coming to town. You're invited to our grand opening next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll love our amazing selection of fabulous decor in our fun mom and pop shop. Come discover why our fans say,
since I discovered Real Deals, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Awesome decor? Check. Friendly people? Check. Best prices? Check.
Visit us Thursdays and Fridays, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 3, at 1419 A. Yuba Street, Redding's Real Deals on Home Decor, home to domestic dreamers like you.
Tired, I know you're worn, I know you're torn, you're losing all your hope, 'cause 'cause you're a long way from home. Oh, I know you're worried. I know you're scared. I'd like to put my arms around you, tell you I care. Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes. He hears what you say. Feel him around you. He's everywhere. Reaching to touch you. Know that he's there. Deep in the heart of a war, he hears a soul.
KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire. Yeah, that I put that in there for our veterans today. We got a couple more songs for, excuse me, for them as well.
That kind of chokes you up watching that, one.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
So we're back with Shannon Grove, and we're talking about all kinds of things. I kind of wanted to go back onto this AB 109, or not the AB 109, but the 54 million that are, or you said it was like over a million in California that we're losing the health care. But I think by the time we get through with the employer mandate coming in, if that goes on, I've got figures saying it's going to be 54 million nationwide at a minimum.
Yeah, I think when the employer mandate comes in, I think we're going to have a loss as well. I think I own a business. I've been in business in the state of California in spite of this state for 20 years, and I'm also a military veteran. So when I look at the Obamacare, the mandate on, or the delay for the mandate for employers, a lot of people looked at that in the political world as, oh, it's just because of the election. As a business owner, I looked at that as a trap. And the reason why I say that is if I have my employees that are required to enroll into the exchange and right now or to get health care now, and they go and enroll on those exchanges, and then it's time for me to offer up benefits. Now, we offer benefits, but say you're an employer that doesn't. And you go to offer benefits, and your employees go, I don't know, I kind of like where I'm at. It's not that bad. My wife's pregnant. I'm going to go ahead and stay. Then that costs you up to $2,000 to $3,000 per employee that remains on that exchange. So I think it's more of a tactic to get people to stay on the exchange when they delayed the employer mandate.
Well,
that's my thought.
I think Obama wants this to fail. He doesn't seem to be concerned about what's happening at all right now, because I think what he wants this thing whole to do is implode, and then they're going to come across with the idea that the only way to save this is go to the single-payer system. That's what they're really pushing for. You know, I think that's what the goal is.
You know, if that makes complete sense, and if that is the goal and he does do that, if America does not rise up and do something against that, I will be greatly disappointed in my country.
Well, you know, David Horowitz said that, and, you know, he's raised by communists in a commune, and he said that once you get to government control of all the health care, you are in a communist state, and it's just a matter of time before you have a totalitarian regime.
Well, you know, not only that, but look at what they're trying to do with the cars. You know, like they're going to tax you. There's rumors around that they're trying to get bills developed on the federal and the state side about vehicles miles traveled. So the more miles that you travel, the more taxes and high costs you will pay. They've already extended in the state of California $2.3 billion with a B dollar tax increase to people that own vehicles. It's an additional charge for smog, an additional charge for registration, additional charge for tires. But it adds up to about $2.3 billion. So your cars are becoming more expensive, and they want you out of your cars on public transportation. And let's just take the BART situation in San Francisco. A huge portion of San Franciscans and the surrounding areas rely on that BART transportation system. You have a union shutdown. You have no way to get to work. You've got no way to get to church. You got no way to pick up kids from school. That BART system, and when the government can shut it down or the unions can shut it down, it eliminates, you have a loss of freedom in your movement. And if they start getting rid of vehicles because vehicles are too expensive to drive and they control our health care, you're going to have a loss in your movement and a loss in your ability to be well.
Yeah, you're going to live just like they do in North Korea under Kim Jong mentally ill. I guess it's not mentally ill now. I think it's Kim Jong-un or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we're headed towards. And that's right. That's Agenda 21 stuff, whether people want to, you know, acknowledge that or not, is that, you know, they want everybody off the, rural areas and into these
rabbit hutches.
Yeah, as Aaron likes to call them, is these little rabbit hutches where everybody is just good little serfs, and you know, you do what the government's told to tell you to do, and you don't really have any rights, and everybody's happy, right?
That's what they want. I really do believe that's what they want. And you know, when I talk to groups of people and you mention Agenda 21, half the crowd's eyes glaze over like it's a big conspiracy theory. But you know, let's talk about SB 375. That's a Senate bill that was signed into law in the state of California, which defines property use. It's SB 375. It says that if your city or county wants money from the state, you will build 20 units per acre and a half a mile from transit. If you do not infill build in that type of capacity, you will receive no dollars from the state. The other thing that SB 375, which is a law, and you can say it is Agenda 21, but I think people kind of glaze over, but you can talk about the facts. The facts are that SB 375 says that if you do not live on 20 units per acre, one half mile from transit, you are considered blight and inefficient land use.
Well, I like the way these people roll their eyes at stuff and like, oh, you know, they didn't report it on the mainstream media, so it can't be true, or these guys would never lie to us. Okay, let me think here for just a second. I mean, aren't we having like a little controversy over lies right now in Obamacare? I mean, the, you know, keep your doctor and keep your hospital and keep your insurance. Only it's really not true, and it doesn't matter anyway because your plan's better. So, these guys will lie about anything. If they'll lie about that, they'll lie about anything.
Well, I mean, that's not even what I just talked about. SB 375 is a state law. It's a state law, California state law that was signed into law in 2008. And it's a state law, and it has defined our land use. So if you live more, if you live on a single family dwelling home, or you live on 5 acres of property or 1 acre of property, you're considered inefficient land use. Inefficient land use and considered blight. And then the bill that further, the new infrastructure bills that go through that define that blight, meaning that property that is not 20 units per acre, is inefficient and unsustainable, meaning that if you are a 1 acre piece of property and your house is a house on 1 acre piece of property, you're unsustainable because you use more water, there's more energy to produce the stuff that you need for your home, and you're considered unsustainable. And you will, that property, I see it coming down in the future, that there is a possibility that that will be eliminated, or you will pay an abundance amount of higher taxes because you are considered blight and inefficient.
Well, I mean, that's what they asked Karl Marx, what if he was going to sum up, you know, what his whole plan was about. It was about the abolition of private property. And the real thing about it is that you either have the ability as a free man to own property, or you are property of the state to be managed. And, you know, when we talk about what you're talking about, this law with the state and the federal, well, I was just reading, you know, about Obama's new executive order, and this feathers exactly right in. So in my opinion, it's a coordinated effort between those progressives, or whether it's at the state level or at the federal level. And, you know, it's kind of like if you're walking through the forest and you come out of the forest and all of a sudden you walk in and all the trees are planted in rows and they're all straight, you don't have to have somebody tell you to use your common sense and reasoning to understand that somebody planted those trees. It wasn't an accident. And that's the way I'm looking at this, is because all these things are lining up too easily, with the Agenda 21 stuff, with the federal level of control. You know, somebody's behind this. You don't have to see the guy that planted the trees to know he planted them.
You're exactly right. And if you just read, if people just get on the internet and read and they pull up information, they'll read statements made by our elected officials, and their statements like this, for instance. And I will probably mess up a word or so in the position of the statement, but the statement in is true, exactly what I'm saying. So you have elected official, and the statement was made, land ownership is an accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore creates social injustice.
Yep.
Now, if that doesn't scare you, then an elected official would say, and it's in writing, land ownership is a concentration and accumulation of wealth. And when I said I might mess up the words, I couldn't remember if it went accumulation and concentration, or concentration and accumulation, but that's irrelevant. Land ownership is a concentration and accumulation of wealth, and therefore creates social injustice. And those are documents that are in the Agenda 21 articles that were created in Canada. They are also articles that were created in the One Bay Area Plan. It's in their documents. I mean, that's a pretty scary place to be, especially for somebody who was born in the freedom of the United States of America.
Well, I think if you say, okay, that's social injustice is this. Well, what is social justice? Does that mean that that everybody's owned or all the property and everything is controlled? Because when we come back from the break here, I want to talk about the navigable waterways and the EPA. But, you know, when you go, well, social justice means that somebody has to manage everybody's property, everybody's stuff, and that includes
so
your money.
Equal.
It's all equal, and that means somebody at the top is in control of everything.
And Americans need to wake up. And don't forget, have somebody talk to me on the break. I have Tim Knight's phone number for
okay.
you.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
You place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. Name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
From the fountain of our nation, many fought and died for freedom, and they loved God and country above all. They left their homes and families and joined with other heroes, courageously to heed a noble call. And whenever we've been threatened by the enemies of freedom, those who take away all we hold dear, they've been met by a soldier who stands at the ready to defend us all. They put aside their fear. Thank a soldier. Everyone you need, pray they'll be protected and never know defeat. Don't forget, oh glory, continue to wait for the land of the free because of the brave.
Very good. That's good stuff there.
Yeah, it is.
Veterans Day. Put a tear in your eye. So we have Nicole on the line, I believe. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes.
You have a question or a comment for our guest?
I would like to say thank you, Shannon. Excuse me, I have a problem talking. But I would say that we should all remember that every human body needs food, clothing, and shelter. And that is a necessity of life for everyone. Even our enemies need food, clothing, and shelter. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and we don't have it if we shut down all the private property and production and put it into the hands of the government. What that does is cause shortages of all of the above. The reason that our country has abundance, or, you know, produced abundance, is because of the free market and the free trade that happened since the founding fathers. We produced, you know, our GDP grew doubled every 10 years. That's the most economic, I mean, that's the greatest economic news in the history of the world. And these guys are trying to shut that up and deny that and say that a better way to go is put all the control in the hands of a central government.
Yes, but they shouldn't have the right to take all everything everybody else needs. And I appreciate listening to you all. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Nicole. But that's the dirty little secret of these statist tirades, is they don't want to tell you that at the end of the day, they control everything, and everybody else just needs to shut up and go back to work.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm waiting for America to rise up and say enough is enough.
I think it is. It's starting to, but we need to get more people out there involved. The young people need to get involved because this is their future, and they need to, you know, quit worrying so much about playing baseball or whatever they do, and get involved in some sort of the process here of educating themselves and understanding what the threat is, because most of them are dumbed down to the point from the school system. And I believe that was absolutely done on purpose, that they don't even understand the principles of freedom, so they don't understand what the problem is.
I get that completely, and that's why we started going and meeting with senior classes. I went and spoke at Berkeley, actually at college, at Cal, and there was about 750 students that were from that, and I just gave them 2 hours. It was about an hour and 45-minute class. I spoke for a while, and then I just took questions, and, you know, it's, you know, when you tell them, get off your Democratic talking points and talk to me as a real person. Do you really think, I mean, we're looking for people to carry the mantle, and we're looking for people that are going to abide by our constitutional rights and principles and not take away the freedoms that we as Americans so much to, have the right to and enjoy. And, you know, when they talk about, what do you think government should pay for? Government is responsible for infrastructure and the security of our nation, period. That's it. The rest of it should be done by the free market.
Well, because what they don't get is it's like this. So, you know, it's like, I'm not going to send my child to school or teach them anything because that's hard work. I mean, you know, they might get bullied and you know, they might not like the teacher and you know, and the real deal is if you don't send them to school and get educated, then, you know, they can't produce, they can't create a life for themselves. And that's the kind of mindset that they're using, is that, oh, you don't care about the kids, you're going to send them to school. School, right? I mean, it's absolutely insane that, you know, you've got to get out there and struggle. You've got to get out there and work, because you forget how to fish. You forget how to strive. You forget how to struggle if you're being taken care of constantly.
Our education system is, you know, our education system should teach about, we live in the great United States of America, so you have every opportunity. You take my story. You know, I was such a rotten kid in high school. I got kicked out and had to go to a continuation high school. My mom was a single mom. Yeah.
That's funny, because so was I.
You know, and my mom was a single mom and raised five kids. So for somebody to come up and go, you don't have any idea, you know, my dad left. Well, so did mine, you know.
Yep.
Well, I didn't go to college. Well, neither did I.
Yep.
But yet I have a business in this state that has been in business in this state in spite of this state for 20 years.
Yep.
In the real world, I have the opportunity to give people jobs and training for jobs so that they can succeed. Because once you have a job and you make money and you pay your own way, but then if you know how to make a profit and you can employ more people and they can pay their own way.
Yep.
And I think, you know, so it's just, we need to, we live in the great United States of America, and you have opportunity, and the opportunity for you to get off your rear end and get up and go to work and create a revenue source for your home so that you can buy things and that you can be self-sufficient. And then, you know, God bless you if you can create a profit and offer that opportunity to other people.
Yep. Otherwise, yep. You ever see that cartoon WALL-E? You know, where they're up there in the spaceship and everybody's went to sleep because they're being taken care of. There's no menial jobs anymore. And they all turn into a big bunch of fat blobs that sit around. And then when the danger starts to crop up, they're all, what?
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, you should watch that. I mean, it's funny that you, you know, your background and your story, because I was raised, my father died when I was 14 and my mother raised us three kids. You know, we didn't have a whole lot. I started my business 30 years ago and have been in business ever since. And
we were troubled children too at that point. We weren't a lot of trouble too, just like you.
Yeah, I was kind of a wild
kicked
child.
Kicked out of school and things like that.
Yeah, so. I graduated from continuation as well. So just so you know, we have similar backgrounds. But, you know, in that, the point being is this, that because we struggled, because there was nobody there to pick us up, we had to do it ourselves or you weren't going to get it. What that does is that makes you strong, and that's what makes this country strong, is the struggle to do better, the struggle to do your best, not the struggle to see if you can get to the unemployment line or a food stamp card.
Exactly. And, you know, I think if more people and more students were taught about the opportunity to succeed, the challenge to succeed, but, you know, they get into our universities and they're basically taught, you know, hey, you know, you deserve this because your mom was a single mom, or you deserve this from the government, or, you know, you deserve this from anybody who makes more money than you because you didn't have the same opportunities. I grew up in a little town called Arvin. My mom raised five kids on her own. We've earned and we've worked, and God, you know, God has blessed us, and we have had the opportunity to be able to employ people. And I say in my real world, and then in Fantasyland, up in Sacramento, I do have the privilege of representing 500,000 people.
Yep.
And I'm the most unlikely individual up there, you know, not being to have an education. But you know what? I'm the first female military veteran to serve on the California State Assembly floor.
Wow.
And so I look at the things that God has used in my life to put me where I'm at. And, that just proves to everybody, my life just proves to everybody that because you live in the great United States of America, if you set your mind to something and you be the handshake of old and you be truthful and honest and have character in your heart, then you can accomplish anything.
There's those principles again. And, you know, the other thing they teach the kids is you're not good enough. You can't do it. You're not, you know, you have to be a part of the elite to get ahead. You know, it's not like, oh, what's
well,
his name?
Well, also, they teach the kids that they don't have to suffer any consequences for their choices.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that gets to what you're saying, Shannon. You know, we were able to grow up even if we were bad kids or whatever, and we made our choices and we paid for it one way or another, whether we advanced or not.
And we had consequences for
exactly.
those choices that we made.
Yes. And we knew that, hey, the next time you came across that situation, maybe I'll make a different choice because I didn't like the consequence I got for my last choice. And the kids don't have that now. It's all warm and fuzzy and you just got to feel good.
Yeah, that's like the Common Core we're talking about. And the reason I brought the WALL-E cartoon up is, you know, our kids are kind of being given these little subtle inferences, like the Common Core thing I read about. Oh, the government is always right. Everybody has to obey government officials. Really? Well, you know, we founded this country on the fact that the government officials of our own country, England wasn't some foreign country. It was us getting out of hand, and we said enough's enough, and we threw the tea in the harbor. You know, we had the president a few weeks ago saying, oh, the founding fathers would have said the Tea Party, they wouldn't have liked the Tea Party, you know. Really, the Tea Party was the founding fathers, but those are the kind of subtle messages we're getting from our government, is that, you know, the people are not the guys that should be in control, and it's total, I gotta stop.
We have to be careful there.
I think we're running out of time.
And we're running out of time. Before we do, I not only want to thank you for coming on and talking with us this morning, Shannon, but I want to thank you for the service for our country that you've done.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I'd like to really say that as well to every veteran out there. You know, anybody who picks up a weapon and defends this country and the Constitution of the great United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, anybody has every right to be able to stand up to their legislative officials and say, you adhere to what I defended.
Well, we got to go. And as always, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
So make sure you go out there and thank a vet today, tomorrow, on Monday, and the rest of the year. And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. British Foreign Secretary William Hague is urging negotiators to seize the moment as they gather in Geneva to talk about the future of Iran's nuclear program.
Some real momentum has built up in these negotiations. There is now a real concentration on these negotiations. And so we have to do everything we can to seize the moment and seize the opportunity.
Meanwhile, according to the French foreign minister, the big thing holding up the talks right now is the fact that Iran is not willing to give much ground when it comes to developing its nuclear program, even though it is asking for an easing of the sanctions. In his weekly radio address, President Obama today promoting programs to hire and to educate veterans.
Our troops gain unmatched skills while serving in harm's way. So we're also doing everything we can to connect more businesses with highly skilled veterans. More help with job searches, more tools to connect veterans to job openings, more chances to earn licenses and credentials.